vaccine news, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Governor Tim Walz is ending his campaign for an unprecedented third term. The DFLer made the announcement Monday amid mounting pressure from members of his own party and intense attacks from Republicans over widespread fraud in state-run social services programs. Walz hosted a press conference Monday morning where he read nearly the same statement that had been shared with media earlier in the day. Here he is in Kara Levin's recording.
Every minute that I spend defending my own political interest would be a minute I can't spend defending the people of Minnesota against the criminals who prey on our generosity and the cynics who want to prey on our differences.
Walz did not take any questions. The Minnesota Reformer reports a source close to Senator Amy Klobuchar says she is seriously considering running for governor. Secretary of State Steve Simon and Attorney General Keith Ellison's names are also being floated once again for the DFL. Both are running for re-election, but were considered possible candidates before Walz announced his campaign. A slew of Republicans have already entered the race, including House Speaker Lisa Damith, MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, failed GOP gubernatorial candidate Scott Jensen, and former congressional candidate Kendall Qualls. Republican State Representative Peggy Bennett of Albert Lea also recently threw her hat in the ring. The retired educator and six-term legislator says she doesn't like politics, but she does like serving people.
I'm entering this race because I believe I'm different. I know I will be an effective leader, and I can get things done for this state.
Her campaign platform focuses on affordable housing and health care, public safety, and education. Former Iron Range teacher Ryan Ross Denzer Johnson was sentenced to 18 years in prison Monday for two counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct. The 44-year-old pleaded guilty in November. He sexually assaulted an adolescent relative between March 2023 and July 2024. Prosecutors argued for and got the maximum sentence. They say Denzer Johnson abused his position of trust with the victim. They also note that he appeared to know for some time that he had inappropriate feelings for minor females, but continued to serve in youth ministry and as a teacher. In Minnesota, offenders typically serve two-thirds of a sentence in prison and spend the rest of the time on supervised parole. 8 Northland housing projects are among the 51 selected for Minnesota housing financing. The agency announced its annual selections in mid-December. The Hibbing Housing and Redevelopment Authority will build a 48-unit apartment building to replace the blighted Haven Court. The project, called Misabe Manor, will be built alongside Cobb Cook Place. 3 community land trust projects were also selected. The affordable housing model means buyers own the home, but an organization owns the land itself. The Itasca County HRA will build 8 more land trust homes on the former Forest Lake School site. Nonprofit North Star Neighbors will build 6 land trust homes in Bemidji and Warren. And nonprofit One Roof Community Homes will buy and renovate 10 homes to add to its land trust program in and around Duluth. Tribal housing projects from the Red Lake and White Earth Nations were also selected, and the North St. Louis Habitat for Humanity was awarded funds to put toward 8 new homes. Nearly $200 million in funding for rural health is coming to Minnesota. The money is part of the 5-year, $50 billion Rural Health Transformation Program created by the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. Every state got some money in the first year of the program, but the Minnesota Department of Health says it got significant additional funding because of its innovative plan. The agency will use the funds for telehealth and expanding the rural healthcare workforce, among other initiatives. MDH requested $1 billion over the next 5 years. The federal program was created to offset the anticipated cost of Medicaid cuts to rural healthcare, though healthcare officials question whether it will be enough. The state says it will continue to work with stakeholders as it implements the program. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at kaxe.org, where you can also find content from our music, Phenology, and morning show teams. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.